the Boss Man Show, friend of the show. Ready to get some head coach tonight, Hackensack, New Jersey. Jersey in the house. It's my man, Greg Herenda. What's up, coach?
Talk to you, man. JR, how are you doing in ATL, man?
Coach, basketball, preseason ball tonight, game night in my Hawks warm-up shirt here, coach. My hat. I'm loving life, coach. Loving life.
Hey, the Hawks, man. I'll tell you one thing. The Hawks put out the Knicks last year. Tell me about what's happening with the Hawks. Have they made the next move with personnel and the whole nine yards? What's the feeling down in Atlanta?
See, coach, the city thinking the Hawks go to the finals, coach. But I'm a realist. We got to think about the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are better with Kemba Walker back, Rose back another year. Mitchell Robinson healthier, hopefully. RJ Barrett be better. Also, Boston is back in the fold with Brown, Tatum better. The Miami Heat, Butler, Lowry down there now. So,
I know.
Philadelphia, even with Joel Embiid, without Ben Simmons, they're still a good team. Can't forget about Brooklyn across the river. Got to think about the Pacers are better. And
It sounds like you're nervous, man.
Hey, I'm a realist, coach. We are going to be between 5-8, coach.
So,
hey, I'm a realist. You know, I love my Hawks. Hey, but we got some beasts in front of us.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think right now, basketball, I think people just can't wait. Like, we had our tip-off last night here at the Rothman Center in Hackensack, New Jersey, and you could just feel it. Like, it's time. You know, the NFL and college football's often, I just think people want to get back into a gym, an arena, and, you know, just get ready to rock and roll. So I think NBA, college basketball, even the WNBA, our women's team is going to be great here. So it's time, man. Really, it's time.
Coach, it felt good in Memphis on Saturday night getting booed. I enjoy getting called a butthole. I got says the Hawks suck. I enjoyed it in Memphis getting heckled again. It felt good.
you're more than a realist, man. You're on the pulse of what's going on. But what about Georgia Tech? Tell me about what's going on with G-Tech.
Man, hey, Josh has a squad. I'll tell you, he got an extension. Man, look, the Jackets may be back again this year, man. I'm happy for Josh. A great man. But, coach, think about it here in my area. Kennesaw State with Amir's doing well. You got Greg Gary and Mercer, Rob Bonier right here at Georgia State. And I worried about up north in Athens. But on 75, we're good. With Amir, Josh, hey, Rob, and Greg.
You've got to tell Rob Lanier I said hello. I know Rob when he first broke into the business back in Niagara. I know Rob is good people. And tell him I said what's up.
I sure will, coach. I'm excuse me, man. This is your ninth year leading the Knights. Going into it. Can you believe it already? It's been 9 years.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You're right. It flies. And it's crazy. Like, the minutes and the hours take forever, but the years and the decades kind of spin by. But I think it flies by when people enjoy what they do, you know. And, you know, this was a lot of work to turn this thing around. And then we won it in 16. And then we came back and won it in 19, the regular season and the conference championship. And now it's 21. And it's 19 seems like a long time ago, and because you want to get back. And this year, but we've got 7 freshmen, bro. And they can ball and they can play. And I love them. I really do. But guess what? We open up at Seton Hall. We go to Virginia, Northwestern, St. John's. But we're just excited, man. And 9 years now, our expectations are higher. Although this year in our league is really good. And we won't be picked high in our league. But the first year we won it, we were picked 9th. And we won it with the 3rd youngest team in America. So we're just excited. We're going to be in Charlottesville. I think that's the closest we get to you guys, but it's been a great ride. And the team that I just left, we just had practice, is a wonderful bunch of kids, man. And they play hard, and I'm very, very excited. Very excited.
Yes, and I was looking at your roster. I said, Coach does before these young guys. This is he's yeah. used to this. So most guys are worried about having all those freshmen on the squad. I'm like, nah, Coach is good because you got to get guys to play hard for you, and your system right. is very teachable, and you learn it very well. And you yep. are a teacher, and you understand Amen, guys, and you can reach a young man. It's okay. Coach is bringing it to me this way. I got it now.
I appreciate that, and really, that's what we all are in this profession, even off the floor more than on the floor. With everything that is going on in this crazy world, at least we have the common denominator that we can come to practice today and every day and be together and improve. It's really, it's a blessing. And talking about youth, JR, like I told our team the other day, you know, like the U.S. Open in golf and the U.S. Open in tennis, he's got the girls that were playing in the U.S. Open were 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
The golfers are just in the early 20s. Right now, being young, trust me, is where you want to be.
Yes.
The people in technology are all in the fifth grade. So it used to be you had to, you know, pay your dues. And this is obviously a lot to be said about that. But there's nothing wrong with young talent. And I just tell my assistants all the time, just get me young guys that have talent. And they're hungry and they're good people. And that's what we have. And it doesn't scare me, man. And I didn't go into the portal. We really didn't go into the portal because I want young people that, like, I just think at this level, if someone's in there, there could be a reason they're in there.
Oh, yes.
And I don't need to deal with that reason. So I've got freshmen that, they got their eyes wide open and they're just excited to play college. And there's nothing like that. That's magic. And if you can bottle that with teamwork and guys playing together, then, you know, anything is possible. And that's really been my mantra since I've gotten here.
Most definitely, Coach. And tell me this, how was it having your guys on campus this summer to actually have camaraderie and build that bond together?
You know what the great thing was, Jared? We could only be here for 3 weeks, and it was perfect. It was like having, you know, an extended NBA camp, and we got to know everybody and had fun together, but it wasn't laborious, and they couldn't go to class because we didn't have in-person classes, so it was really basketball. The NCAA has a new rule that you can come. You used to have to take class. So we didn't take class. So it was like 3 weeks at camp, and our kids bonded and loved it and then went home and then came back fresh and ready to go. So just being back, you know, and we still have to wear as coaches. I don't know what's going to happen in games, but as coaches, we have masks that we're wearing. The players don't have masks. Last night we had a Midnight Madness kind of celebration, and the fans had masks on. So, but at least the people in the building, you know, and that's the most important thing. And I think everybody is excited about that. And everybody is hungry to throw that rock up. And now we play Seton Hall on November 10th. It's 4 weeks from tonight. And you can feel it. It's palpable.
And Coach, we've been doing this since 16, Coach. We've been doing this since 17, actually. This is our fifth year doing this, man. Like, this is my 10th year of radio. Now your ninth year there. My 10th year doing Hawks, Radio Hawks, yes. Man show. So we kind of on the same track together, Coach.
Oh, amen, man. And you know, it's not easy. Every day is you gotta strap on your boots and put your hard hat on. But then you know what, man? That's why we get along so well. It's, you know, we love it. And if there's not love in that mix, then you can't do it. It's just too hard. And I think, you know, that's what we need more in this world. It's just loving what you do and appreciating everybody for who they are. And that's why college basketball, like, I'm 60 now, man. And I just feel like I'm 16 inside because every year, you just see these kids with their eyes wide open excited, and you know, we throw on the Final Four music, and every, you can just see the dreams in their eyes, and it's, we're just lucky to be involved with a great sport, a great profession, and these guys are on top of that getting a great education, and at Fairleigh Dickinson University, it's really, it's a special group. It's a diverse group of people that we can see the Empire State Building, the shadow comes down, man. So we're right in the Mecca, and it's exciting. And it's, I tell people all the time, man, every morning I wake up and I'm a college coach. It's like Christmas. It's a gift. And I really feel that way.
And coach, I'm blessed because through this radio show that I thought of in my master's degree, coach, 2010, I got to meet people like yourself, yep. Get a job winning the NBA. So just an idea, coach, in a master's class, 2010, look where it turned into today, you know? So
it's amazing, man. It's amazing. And you just gotta, keep on keeping on and just stay around good people. And there's, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this world that's not good, but you gotta just do what you do and love it and follow it and try to make more good than bad. You know, we do a lot of work in the community up here, and I know you're involved in the community in ATL, and yeah, you just try to do your best every day, stay healthy and stay, it's not easy, but it's still the old adage is that we use a lot here, man, a good hard day's work not only helps you, but it helps a lot of people. And, you know, we stick to that every day. Our kids work really hard.
And coach, tell us about this. What does the FDU family means? Because I see you tweet all the time. People don't understand. Because it's really a family for real. Because you got Mike back. You got Boye back. It's really a family up there in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Well, because like when you – in New Jersey, like when where I grew up in North Bergen, which is a suburb of New York City. And like everyone on the block was part of a family. Like so – if my mom and dad had to go out, they would go, I don't know, they would always go like to, I don't know, a dinner or something. And like I would eat at my next door neighbor's house. You know what I'm saying? So, and then if it was late at night and my next door neighbor saw us out doing something, they would come out and holler. Like, you can't talk to another child now or else you'll be brought up on charges. So I lived in a neighborhood that was a family. And our program is the same way. Our doors, if you were up here, man, like today we had Tom Green, the former head coach here, at a Hall of Fame coach at Fairleigh Dickinson University. We've had Rick Pitino, Mike Fratello, Mike O'Corn, who played at Carolina. I can't even think of some Adrian Wojnarowski that lives right up the street here in Glen Rock. So it's just like a community, and people come in and talk to our team. Our alums come back. So it really is. And off the court, we're in the Boys and Girls Club of Hackensack and Lodi, the Felician 21 and over program, the Scavenger and Scouting. We do it all. And I think it was just the way you brought up in New Jersey. I was lucky enough to be brought up with an incredible mom and dad and family. And all of our the kids we recruit have great families. So the next thing you know, it's just it's a mosh pit of families that love each other. And then when you win, JR, you know this, then everybody loves everybody.
Oh, yes.
That changes the world. And it kind of validates what you do. So we won two championships and then a regular season championship. And it reinforces, hey, this is like, guess what? This is good, and this is fun, and the people want to come to our games. And on Saturday, we have a burgundy and blue scrimmage. And again, I got the number here, number 40. Rich Conrad, one of our great alums who passed away, probably my third or fourth year here. We named the game after him, and it's a burgundy and blue alumni scrimmage. That's on Saturday. And then again, we'll have family and it's also within our department. our women's program, our volleyball, soccer, bowling, everybody, all the athletes stick together, and they're family to me, because guess what, man, I'll do anything for these guys. And I think what they do for me in return is incredible. So it is an FDN. And guess what, JR, you're part of the, and guess I got to get you some swag, man.
Yes. Yes, you do. Rock it at a Hawks game.
What size? Like, we've never met in person. What size you rocking now?
XL.
XL. You got it.
XL.
And a hat. And a hat. And a hat.
7 7/8. I got a big head, coach. I got a big head, man. My head's big. 7 7/8, man.
Well, you got a lot of knowledge in there, man. So thank God you got a big head.
Now, coach, I'll say I love jersey trips. We were in the Nets. I would love it because being new.
Oh, God.
I love them because I got friends in East Orange. I got friends in Secaucus. I got friends in Newark as well. Montclair. So,
yeah. Oh, wow. Mi casa, su casa. You come here, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, Pergambo as well. So, you know, I got friends in the – so when I come and play the Nets, I can get tickets for all these people, all my friends. So, yeah, I have a whole section of Hawks fans at the Producer Center down downtown Newark.
You got to come up for a Hawk – yeah, you got to come up for a Hawk-Nick game in the Garden, man. That's what we got to do.
Christmas. I'll be at Christmas, coach. Christmas Day, I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Yeah.
In New York?
In the Garden with the Hawks. I'll be there.
We're hooking up. Me and Tommy Thibodeau go way, way back, man. Tommy was the head coach at Salem State in Massachusetts when I was the assistant coach at the University of Lowell in Massachusetts. We're very, very close friends, and obviously he's doing a great job. So, yeah, I will see you at Christmas then.
Yeah, I'll be there that game. Because I got to be to see Ice Trey come be a villain in the Garden again. I come see that.
Oh, man. he was cold, man. He ended that year. But this year, I'm sure he's got a target on his back now, man.
He has to defend somebody, coach.
Amen.
He can't hide in the corners no more. He has to defend somebody. Right.
And now we got Kemba. Somebody's got to check Kemba now.
That'll be DeAndre Hunter, probably. They're going to probably hide Trey on Rich Robinson, maybe.
On whoever. Yeah. Whoever's anybody, in the corner.
Whoever's in that weak side or the strong side corner, that's where he'll be at.
But see,
Tibbs has to put Trey in the action, coach.
Yeah.
Tills does not put him in the action. That's what
you know the deal.
That's what saved the Knicks. Because Tills would not put Bullock in the action to get Trey onto Derrick Rose.
Amen.
That's the key to beating the Atlanta Hawks. I'm giving everybody the sauce.
Well, you got it. You can't put this out nationally, man. You're gonna hurt your squad.
Hey, everybody knows the deal.
I think so.
Everybody knows the deal. So. Yeah, put Trey in the action.
I think so.
You know, because our defense coach is to funnel everything to Clint Capella in the paint.
Ooh.
So if you make a mistake,
he's scary.
Follow the Capella. He'll clean up the mess for you.
Yes.
So, I think Randall was tired. So Derrick Rose, because he's got love Tills, but he runs you into the ground almost.
No, you're right. And now, like with Kemba, I watched a little bit the other night. They played Detroit. Just like you, just need everyone in the league needs just a guy that's going to break down people and move the ball. And the Knicks, you know, and now with the kid, the French kid that can really shoot it too.
Evan Fournier.
He's good, man. So they're going to be better offensively. And then the only problem though, that I foresee with the Knicks is now, just like here, the bar is set a little bit higher now.
Yes.
So the Knicks fans are really knowledgeable and they love the Knicks, but now we got to the playoffs. Now we have to advance. So you know the deal. And the same thing with the Hawks. People are talking about a chip, and they got to get out of the East. So it's
and I'm honest, I don't see it happening, coach. Because no, I'm a realist. You know, I'd love to go to the finals and win a championship to the city of Atlanta, put a banner in our arena. But I'm also a realist too. There are some teams that are better than us, and when you get down to a series, if you put Trey Young in action and make him defend,
it's going to be hard.
We're not going to win.
It's going to be hard. No, you're right.
So we have to hope. Let's talk about them.
Let's talk about college, man. Let's go back to college.
College ball. Yeah, and Coach Arena, let me ask you this, man. The NEC is so tough, man.
Yeah.
And people don't understand, your conference is a difficult conference. I mean,
yes. The
coach from top to bottom is top-notch. And I know it's not as good. I get the publicity that it needs. But I want to tell people today, watching ESPN 3, your all games are competitive. It's good basketball, fundamentally sound basketball, and the kids are passionate and love it.
Yeah,
they really do love it. They don't, because your kids are not the top flight recruits. They're not the five stars, four stars. These are guys right. who are developing something, and they really want show that stuff, coach. I love watching you all play because your league guys are hungry.
It's a rock. It's a rock. Every night it's a rock fight, man. It's just everybody's throwing everything at you. It's a hard league to referee because we have a lot of on off nights. We'll have some Big East guys, and the Big East game. Kind of get there's bigs and it goes up and down at a relative pace where our league, Georgia State, that this level that doesn't have all the bigs, it flies, man. So it's hard to win, it's hard to officiate, it's hard to win championships, and you have to bring it every single night. And I think how you're playing in November is crucial, but it's 6 months of work, and you got to be playing well, from February into March to get it done. But it's a really fun league, and I like it too because it's an inexpensive league. So instead of going to the Knick game and spending a gazillion dollars, you can come to our game with a family and spend $40. And just get as much entertainment and feel like you're a part of it as opposed to sitting up in the Blues in the Garden. So it's really an equal opportunity conference. And, we really like it. I was on a marketing committee for the league, and we got games now on Martin Luther King Day. I thought that was crucial to play. And we bring kids from our area that normally would be in school, but they can come and see a college basketball game. Be on a college campus on a great day for America. And we all have our, I got to get you one of those too. We got great, the conference gives us great long sleeve tees that just rock. And every year there's a different, and we play, and you can look it up during our pregame talk, JR, in the background, in our locker room, is Martin Luther King's address is being played while we do our scouting report. You got to see it. It's great. So we have music going on while we're giving the scouting report. And it brings chills to the back of my neck when I think about it. And there's a lot of good things that this league has, the players, the coaches, the administration, and the niche that we have in this greater metropolitan area. It's really, it's fun, but it's, like you said, it's really hard.
And coach, what's cool about it is in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey area, all those universities are so close together. So you can play a non-conference schedule, just people right over the river from you, if you wanted to. Some harder than others, but you have so many kids who can play ball with each other on a regular basis and get better that way, because so many of you all within a 50-mile radius of each other up there.
And I tell you the one thing, you got to buy, we're 12 miles from say Wagner, but it could take you 2 hours to get there.
Amen.
that's the only thing, man. I know the traffic in Atlanta gets bad. Every metropolitan area now, you go to DC, forget about it. But there's competition around. I just remember growing up, man, getting a parking space you had a fight to get a parking space. You had a fight to get the last slice of pizza that was on the shelf. Everything that was so competitive. And as you get older and you come in this game of college basketball, the competitiveness doesn't go away. It just stay. And the NBA is the same deal. By the way, going back to the NBA, I don't know if you saw my pictures
I did.
At the Hall of Fame.
I did.
I was hanging. I was rolling, man. I was rolling with the Kings, and it was great story. I was on a bus with the athletic directors from Marquette, Seton Hall, and DePaul. And they looked at my ticket, and they said, "Coach, you're in row B. How'd you get a ticket in row B?" I said, I don't know, maybe I'm an FDU. You guys go sit up top. So I went down to row B, JR, right? I was sitting here, behind me was Dr. J. Caddy corner was Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and right next to me was Bill Walton.
Wow.
And then later, LeBron sat in front of me in row A, okay? So all of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, God, these seats, like, how did I get this seat? I got a tap on my back, and I turn around, and guess whose seat I was sitting in? I was sitting in the wrong seat. Guess whose seat it was? Former NBA Hall of Fame coach.
Hubie Brown?
Hey, great guess. Pat Riley.
Pat Riley, yes.
So Coach Riley goes, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I think he called me sir or whatever. I go, no, Coach, that's cool. And I had to get out and, like, walk and get back to my other side. I was in the wrong seat. But it was just incredible, man. Howard Garfinkel, the great founder and man that ran that five-star basketball camp that Jordan went to, LeBron went to, Patrick went to. All the great ones. Dominique Wilkins was my teammate at five-star basketball camp. He was inducted that night, and we were all there from New York to represent him posthumously. So I just had to just drop that on you, man. I was hanging with some really
– You
really,
was royalty right there.
I was with royalty. And these guys, Chuck, Charles Barkley, I was in conversations with people, Dwayne Wade, but just really – when you get around that level of people, and you've been there, it's just it's more welcoming than you think. You know, like you think, okay, when I get there, or when I'm talking to these people, that not. It's just like, again, it's the NBA family, and I'm not an NBA guy, but it's basketball, you know. Yes. And I was accepted, and it was just a really good feeling. So when you go back, you know, to your office and now you're in this little world of the NEC, but you realize that you're connected to something that's really great. And that was a great night and a half for me up there in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Coach, I have an idea for you.
Give me a man.
A Thursday-Saturday series in Atlanta where you play Kennesaw or Georgia State or Georgia Tech. And on that Friday, I take you and your team on a tour of the city. ML King Center. John Lewis's Center, the Carter Library. Let's throw it out there to you, Coach. Thursday, Saturday, off Friday, or maybe do some film work. Now take you around the city. Show you city of Atlanta.
Pete Lapis, the son of Steve Lapis, who was the former Villanova head coach, helps us with scheduling. We need to get to Atlanta. I would love Georgia Tech. Yeah, we need a payday. You know, and then Josh, we need a day.
Josh Pastor, come on, man. Help
I'm going to hit
help.
You up. Send me Josh. I don't think I knew Josh way back in the day, but I will reach out to him, and then we'll try to make that work.
Yeah, because Thursday, Saturday, play Kennesaw.
Georgia
State with Georgia Tech as the Saturday game. And that Friday, I'll show you on the city of Atlanta.
Right now, we're going, believe it or not, we're going to – and it's really not public, but I don't want to bring it up. But we're going to do a two-day in a major city. But I'd like to – and we usually play four of those games. So let's look in Atlanta. We can talk off air about that.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach Arenda, you're my guy. I love your energy. Now I'll see you Christmas, man. And I'll see my address.
So you can yeah, no, we got to – I'm going to take care of you when you come down here, boss, man. I really – appreciate you thinking about us and having me on and our relationship. And I got a little, I just remember Lou Hudson, man, shooting that thing back when you weren't even born yet, and Pete Maravich. So I got a little Hawk love in me, you know, it's not with the Nick love, but when I think of Atlanta now, I think of more than the Hawks. I think of the boss, man. And I appreciate you a lot, man. I really do.
Same here, Coach. I love our relationship for the last 5 years, man. I keep it going on for life, man, for real.
Amen. All right, boss. I got to go.
See you, Peace. Coach.